If I had known what now I know, maybe I
Tim Minchin
would have taken a moment
performing one of the songs he's written for Groundhog Day.
Maybe looked over my shoulder.
He may be a successful actor, comedian and composer, but he's surprisingly nervous ahead of the show's opening.
Now I'm here.
I haven't been sleeping and my guts are in a knot and I just feel sick all the time.
A storm rolled in, overwhelmed me sometime late this morning.
Groundhog Day tells the story of a cynical weather forecaster, played by Bill Murray in the Columbia TriStar film.
Out in California, they're going to have some warm weather tomorrow, gang wars, and some very overpriced real estate. Up in the Pacific Northwest, as you can see, they're going to have some very, very tall trees.
He finds himself stuck in a time loop and is forced to repeat the same day again.
What day is this?
And again.
Groundhog Day.
And again.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
The concept of a person trapped in a day, trapped in a world, the parameters of which they don't understand, it screams theatre. It's like Waiting for Godot or Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead. These characters who have to find their way philosophically through a life that they don't comprehend.
Once a year, the eyes of the nation turn to this tiny hamlet in western Pennsylvania.
When I had the idea for a character repeating the same day, I knew I had to choose a day.
Danny Rubin wrote the film.
And so I opened the calendar, and the first day I came to was Groundhog Day, and I said, that's a good idea.
The day the town of Punxsutawney celebrates its famous groundhog.
Who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring.
Groundhog Day has entered the language. It's become a phrase, hasn't it? At what point did you become aware that the film had become more than just a successful movie?
Because I was getting fan mail, and I'm the writer, and the writer never gets fan mail. People were relating to the story very, very personally. The Buddhists saw it as a great Buddhist movie, and psychologists saw it as a tool they could use to help their patients.
What would you do if you were stuck in one place, and every day was exactly the same, and nothing that you did mattered?
And after the Gulf War, an awful lot of military people saying things like, oh, it's like Groundhog Day again here in Iraq. And that expression, it articulated something that people were feeling that they hadn't had a language for before.
I thought the only way to better days.
Danny Rubin has now written the stage show,
but I know now,
leaving Tim Minchin to grapple with the musical challenge.
Yes, I know now that I know nothing.
How do you deal with a story where the same thing happens again and again?
That's the big question. Like, everyone who ever comes up to me, oh, Groundhog Day, it's just the same song over and over again, right? And you go, ha, ha, ha. Actually, of course, songs in a musical illuminate the state of mind of the person singing. So, of course, the music can't repeat all the time because our protagonist wakes up on the second day, and even though there is repetition in the world that he's in, his state of mind alters dramatically, and so what he sings is going to change. The idea that you're singing the same song is, upon reflection, absurd.
Given the phenomenal success of Matilda,
prepared am I for the relative failure of Groundhog Day?
Well, I wondered, how prepared are you if it's not compared favourably?
I don't know how I would go if Groundhog Day really didn't work. In my head, it's something I have to manage, I suppose, but I already like it as much as Matilda.
But I'm here, and I'm fine, and I'm seeing you.
But it's hard, after 4 years of working on a thing, to just go, well, sometime in the next few weeks, it will be judged, and I can't do anything about it.
And I'm seeing you. For the first time.